This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
We can't tell if maybe you're about to cry. It's very jarring and upsetting to us. And then we have to say something about it.
Yeah.
And then that's not good for the listeners.
And it's interesting you say, look to your corner. Because sometimes I look to my corner and it doesn't feel like anyone's in it. You know, and to George's point, it's like, I get that I've built a reputation for myself of being
In your hand, yeah. Right? I see the pipe in your hand. So already, like, you did bring up, like, oh, this is something that makes me feel vulnerable. No one's in my corner. Yep. And now you have the pipe in your mouth. Yep. So you're actually not going to fully, well, you don't. I don't think, that's not true, Ellen. You don't fully get it. You're not going to fully engage because you're, like, now you're just kind of like a prop comic. You're devolving. You're devolving into prop comedy. And so you don't actually have anything to put on the table. You rhyme and you hold a pipe. I just want to point back to like maybe 45 seconds ago. You're like, oh, it makes me sad. And then I'm not glad or whatever the fuck you said. You do a rhyme and then you put a pipe in your mouth. And then that you're like, oh, ba-dum-ch. But there's no ba-dum-ch. We're just kind of all left. Like, what are we supposed to do to that? Then the conversation becomes about the pipe. And so then, oh, we have to stop for a whole conversation just to make you feel like a big man. Oh, a big man with big pipe in a closet. Right. Sorry, yeah. Podcast proceed. That I just had to throw that little that those two cents in there as well because that was some great feedback, Marika.
Thank you. That's a sinister dance.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne?
Full steam ahead into the new year. 2022.
You shouldn't have the face of a guy that was like performing that song. Like you were sort of like into it, like you had anything to do with it. But you just hit a button. So like, I guess remove the pride / joy from your eyes. That had nothing.
New year.
Nice.
No, it's a new year. We're going into come March, the second year of the show, which is fucking bonkers, Johnny.
Yeah.
There's no way we started second this week. In March of 2020.
May then, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we're spreading joy and libel. And that's what it's become about. And what has also come about is a cult following. And I think we owe it to our listeners to make the best product, all thongs all right. considered.
Off to a great start.
We have a lot to get to today. And I hope that exhausts you. The idea of having activities, multiple segments to get to. How are you guys' New Year's Eve? Let's start it off with waxing. We've got Johnny Villa on the sax, Marika Brownlee on the facts. And Amir Blumenfeld bringing up the rear. Or we should say the New York Times is Amir Blumenfeld.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Do you want to speak to that?
I was in an op-ed quoted in the lead paragraph of a pretty interesting piece with regards to the recent Omicron surge in cases and how the idea of purchasing someone a test
faster, say it faster
in this woebegone era is actually a
the
pretty
pace
decent
is so self-serving
secret Santa slash birthday or anniversary gift.
It was a white elephant gift because you are a white elephant.
Yeah, okay. That's one way to look at it. Not necessarily how I did.
Why won't you die?
Don't be sad. You like look sick around, and then that makes the sound effect mean.
Actually, I might change my name in here to the New York Times as Amir.
That's a good idea.
Fuck. Yeah, I
it
think
doesn't
you
show
should.
Up on the video.
Yeah,
but we'll know.
All right,
it'll boost his self-esteem after you called him an elephant and said you wanted him to die.
He left.
Now he's gone.
He obviously left.
Perfect.
Johnny, how was your New Year's Eve? What'd you do?
My New Year's Eve was fine. We celebrated it together, Jeffrey.
All right.
It was fine. We got tested right before I walked into the party.
Correct.
Which actually does kill the energy, like walking in. You know, you're walking in like, oh, I'm excited going into a party. But you can't even walk inside like the actual place because you need to get tested, wait outside for 15 minutes while the rapid test displays its results. And by that point, you really don't want to go in, but it's nice.
Did anybody... What is that? What are we looking at there?
That's Johnny doing his rapid test.
Did anybody fail that test on the way into the party and just have to like turn around and go home?
Nobody did.
Everybody was negative?
Yeah.
Flying colors
according,
passed.
According to an at-home rapid test.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. I got an oops all negative rapid test.
Done in a stairwell where everyone is unmasked still.
And so what
well,
was
me
the...
Me and
wh-
my buddy
how many
AJ
people?
Who's in that, we've already had... Sorry, don't talk over me. Don't talk over me on my show.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. I wouldn't
the
do that
fuck
on the
is your problem?
It sucks to know that I wasn't invited to this party. I'm just going to throw that out there immediately.
Would you have come?
No, but I should have been invited.
I'm sorry. Next time I'll invite you to an event. I know.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I haven't seen Jeff the entire time he's been here.
Yeah, we're going on 2 months. How long? You chose probably the worst 2 months
month.
In human history to
yeah.
live in New York. But yeah, it's been since December.
Can I
November,
ask you guys
December?
If I want to pull the room? Do you think Omicron would have hit New York as hard? In the universe that I don't move to New York for these months.
No. 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 Yeah.
That's what I was worried about.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool you guys had fun together, though. I'm glad. I'm glad you were able to do stuff.
Now I feel like I'm in a bad position. Like, it feels like you're putting me on the spot.
No. I just stayed home in my house alone because I was scared to go outside, but... you know, okay. it's cool.
Yeah.
Did you watch the ball drop or?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I watched the movie Ibiza right before midnight.
Is that the movie about how Avicii's dead? I mean, you know.
I watched a film about Ibiza.
To show Avicii I was dead.
But then I did see all of the clips of Anderson Cooper and what's his face?
Andy Cohen.
Yeah, just being drunk as fuck, which was pretty great. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I guess that's a new thing. People just like get hammered on camera on New Year's. Like a bunch of channels had just like drunken hosts. I guess they all took it from what CNN's been doing for whatever reason for the last few years.
he really called out some people. Mark Zuckerberg.
I saw that part.
Oh my gosh.
Highly rec finding those clips.
This wouldn't have happened if this was Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. There was a lot
probably
more
not.
Order back then.
I made a joke about in 2018 about that show being called Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Ass. And then Rajat Suresh tweeted Dick Clark's New Year's Eve Rockin' Bod, and it went viral.
Yeah.
I like
this
that
year?
Tweet better. Yeah.
That was this year. I think it's a punch down. It's a first draft of mine.
No one says rockin' ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you don't have the built-in clout / credibility to go viral on Twitter.
Really?
Regardless of what you say.
Okay. Because I paid
going
like-
viral is more than just coming up with a quippy one-liner. It's about knowing enough people that follow you that can signal boost your thoughts. And you're
Amir understands this because he's actually New York Times' Amir, obviously.
Yeah, I was in a pretty interesting op-ed. I was really. Quoted in the lead of a Times piece a couple
this
weeks ago.
Exact
about
words
all that.
5 minutes ago, verbatim. Like you had this rehearsed because you kept talking about it the past 2.5 weeks.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't do anything nearly as exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big fucking deal, man.
Haven't you been in the crossword before? That's more of a big deal.
Yes, the crossword was fun. The Jeopardy clue was a moment. But that awkward moment when you're quoted in the lead of a Times piece hit different.
Was it College Jeopardy?
Let's just go to the next segment.
We are
love is love is
Jeopardy
is Jeopardy.
Are you guys doing Wordle? Have you seen this new trend?
What's
what was that?
It's a word game.
Wait, tell me first. Don't tell Johnny and Jeffrey. I want to be like kind of ahead of the curve.
How am I gonna do that?
It's not possible.
Right? DM me. Just a quick rundown and I can be like, oh yeah, I know that. And then we can figure it out.
You've already exposed yourself. It's way too late. Wordle, it's a word game, but people have like moved like posting their results to social media in the form of this like weird color grid, and it's really pissing me off. But I did play the game today and I won, but I didn't post my results because I'm not
yeah,
like
but you just
that.
Mentioned it on a podcast that gets blasted out to like 40,000 people, so that's worse than posting it to social media because the audience is bigger. Public
that's
forum.
That's not the point. I'm not like clogging my Twitter feed with just colored blocks, you know. But it's cool. Okay. It's fun. It's like a daily puzzle where you just like have to guess a word in 6 tries.
Mm-hmm.
I thought someone would have seen this, but I guess not. I guess I'm on a different side of Twitter.
Yeah, you're by yourself on this.
You're on a different path entirely. And it's actually something I wanted to sit you down and talk about is that I fear for you.
In what
and
way?
The trajectory that you're on in terms of is it heading towards success? Or at least my vision of success for you, mm-hmm. or is
which
it,
is
what? What's that?
What's your vision of success for me?
Honestly, Broadway producer and star. What are you doing to audition, Todd Easel?
Forget it.
Forget it. Amir, what did you do for New Year's Eve?
Also stayed at home. Didn't want to be around too many people, so we sort of. Hunkered in, stayed healthy, stayed happy, and watched a few episodes of the Hulu original, The Great.
Nice. Great show.
It is a great show. Avital's already watched it, and she liked it so much that she's watching it again with me. That's how high it is. What's that?
It is The Great Show.
I still need to start season two.
No, but it's called The Great.
Yeah.
What do you do all day, Jeff?
Me?
Yeah.
I sit down, I try to write. It doesn't happen. Then I do a podcast or two. I maybe edit it. And then I try to find different avenues of joy, whether it's sexual, whether it's chemical, whether it's digital. Remember that, Jake and Amir?
Why did you text me, why does nobody friggin' like me at 11:18 a.m. Pacific? So what was going on at 2 in the afternoon?
Just feels like
did you had,
nobody
had you had lunch
up.
Or something?
I had lunch.
What'd you get?
Well, everybody else walked to La Superior, and then they didn't invite me, so I went to a deli. And
everyone in the office?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's a fucking party.
It's been awesome.
Kyle's there.
Lemon's down. There.
It's nuts.
Everyone who matters is in the office right now.
Interesting.
Yeah. So just you two?
That's cool.
Clapping.
Was it that you wanted to be safe, or did you didn't get the invite to the party to be at?
So you're rehashing this?
And
who are you talking to?
You.
Me?
No, Amir said that he stayed in, he hunkered down, and that he watched The Great. I'm wondering if that was a conscious decision because of COVID, or if it was because you didn't get the invite to the party.
I got a fucking invite. Don't even worry about that. You better believe I got the invite.
Really?
I opted not to attend because this thing's going ham. It's absolutely going ham. It's trying to stay, you know, outside of mass indoor maskless gathering.
Of course. Yeah. Jeffrey, do you have anything
what's
to
next
add?
Variant-wise, yeah. Anything else on the horizon? I feel like we got to be looking at Europe to see if they've found anything post-Omicron. They're sort of living in a world 6 to 8 weeks out. So
yeah, let's talk about something else.
Pretty good idea about what's coming on the horizon.
Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about something else.
Oh, yeah. Here's a new variant.
Something more lighthearted.
It's got...
We talk about COVID all the fucking time. January 6th, the anniversary is coming up.
Of what?
The insurrection. The riot.
That's more lighthearted.
This was just
coup?
Something I was toying around, a thought experiment.
Okay.
What if on January 6th, 2021, it hadn't been white supremacist Proud Boys storming the Capitol? It had been the Sith.
The what?
From Star Wars? The Sith?
The Sith. Because then it could have been called January Sith.
January the Sith be with you.
that's a good punch up.
Thank you. Let me
It's a good lateral joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thursday.
And I want everybody sort of retweeting, chiming in, coming
this
up
sucks.
With... original sort of twists and turns on this golden mm-hmm. nugget of a tweet, yeah. which is January the Sith be with you. It's God, it's perfect.
Johnny
Thank
just
you.
Laughed again like he'd heard it for the first time.
Yeah, because like it is pretty novel.
It tickles me.
Yeah.
Yes.
No way.
It tickles you in the
it's
way
the same
a tweet
joke
should.
That I said, and everybody didn't laugh.
Well, there's just kind of this really long walk.
Yeah.
We could see the setup.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you kind of say it from like a place of hate, but like Amir is mm-hmm. saying it from a place of lightheartedness, and you can really tell. And it bleeds
it's
into
funny.
The tweet itself.
Yeah, it's
not
funny.
Really.
It's funny. It's funny. Yours is not. You're an artist, man. You should be able to hear like fucking feedback like this without getting so despondent. You can't have thin skin and like put stuff out there. That's not how it works. Like I should be able to tell you that your shit sucks. You should be looking forward to that kind of feedback.
Do you have mm-hmm. to have like crits in film school where you like sit in a room for hours and your peers ridicule your work?
Mm-hmm. And you're not allowed to say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering. Yeah, it's an art school thing for sure.
That was school. This is the real world. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I'll
your
fucking
life,
talk back.
Your life should be that. Your life should be strangers coming up to you on the street being like, I wouldn't wear that. I wouldn't do that with your hair. Don't frown as you walk down the street. You're not, you know, dressed appropriately for right
Sounds
now
like
or later.
The experience of a woman.
Oh, thank you. And that's what I wanted to talk about because it shouldn't be up to Marika to bring this shit up. Thank you. Yes.
You never bring shit up.
What's
about
that?
About equality, about equity.
What'd you say? I never bring shit up?
You never bring anything up. So don't scold me and Johnny for not bringing it up.
I'm just saying, I'm not scolding anyone. I'm just presenting it out there. I'm sort of speaking truth to power, not unlike the piece that was written about me for me in the NY Times, which is pretty important.
Yeah. Journalism. We should do another applause.
Yeah.
This is so
That was pretty impressive.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, thank you. Yeah.
Major Key Alert, hypocrisy is the enemy of democracy.
How?
Right? What do you mean?
Explain.
I'm happy.
It sounds like it just rhymes, but nothing else.
It's everything and nothing at the same time. Listen, what people fail to realize in this country is that voting is only something you do every 4 years. You know, 2 years if you vote in the midterms, but who gives a shit about those?
People fail to realize
definitely vote in the midterms.
Boo, Jeff.
Awful.
Boo.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Go back to your happy place, I guess, right?
And we're back. Welcome to HeadGum Drama.
Right?
We're going to talk about not only the tea, but also drama series.
Okay.
Fine.
I'm in.
All right. Part of the fun of working at a company as close-knit as HeadGum is that you kind of know everybody.
Right. And along with that is working in the office, you know, Omicron aside, it's kind of a full house every day. And you're bound to hear about gossip.
Also, there are often series that are drama.
Great. So yeah. I just thought we could talk about some tea and then also some like HeadGum branded drama series pitches at the same time.
Okay.
So not just not existing television.
Yeah.
Ideally not. So the first one is that I hear there's trouble in paradise with Micah and his girlfriend.
No.
Really?
It's none of our business, one, and I highly doubt that there's any kind of trouble in
paradise. Are they just on vacation together?
Yeah.
That's true. And Micah did have like a really nice New Year's post saying love you to her. And she's great. Mm-hmm. I love her.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
I don't know if you're... Were you trying to stir something, incite some ill
Seems
will
like
between
he
us?
Is.
No, yeah. I just thought I heard Jake say something. You know, a lot of this is keeping your ear to the ground and...
Let's
being,
go to the next thing.
Yeah. Let's go to the next thing.
What and about try this? Not to talk about people that don't work at HeadGum.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's why I didn't mention her by name. So I'm a good guy.
Move on.
And then what about this as like a drama pitch, right? Winter is gumming.
A Game of Thrones-esque epic that follows Andrew Pyle as he prepares for the harsh Rhinebeck winter.
I think he's in Florida.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he sort of got out of upstate New York because it was cold and desolate. And he's down in Florida where it's really nice and warm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a no in the room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unequivocally, no.
Okay.
That sucks. All right. Johnny has a hot date next week, maybe.
It's nobody's business.
Is it true, though?
Now I feel like I'm put on the spot by you. Maybe
Me?
I do. Maybe I do.
You could easily lie.
I could, but what would that mean for the HeadGum listeners, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't want to be seen as someone who lies all the time.
I mean, they wouldn't have known, but...
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The lying right. works, right?
I guess I'll keep that in mind for the next time I have to lie.
Hmm.
At least
it's hard to have a hot
gossip.
Date over a week in advance, too. It's like a hot date scheduled for like 9 days out.
That was it's
How do
crazy
you,
to have
you,
it this far in advance.
Are you going to do a at-home test right before you enter wherever this date is?
I wasn't considering it, but now I am.
I have a test if you need it.
I'll take it, yeah.
Yeah, good luck finding them. As
yeah, how did you get one, Jeff?
Roman
how'd you get
Health.
One? What's that?
Roman Health.
They don't sponsor
Oh, you
us.
Got the online one?
Yep.
Ordered
the
it
online
from the internet?
Test.
Why are you so bad?
Bad?
No, I said mad, but it didn't sound like I said bad again.
Why are All you right. so bad?
What about sad men? Alpha male Marty Michael is at the top of his game in the high-pressure world of the podcasting industry. However, he's secretly devastated. Did.
Awful pitch.
So.
However, he's
Any
secretly devastated.
Helps the idea
that's,
helps the
that's
show.
That's just Mad Men, right?
That's Sad Men.
But it's also just Mad Men, the television show. Like.
No, that's
Isn't
about
it?
A guy in the 1950s in the advertising industry. This
yeah,
is
but
about
he said
present
too, right?
day podcasting. Really?
Pretty
I
sure.
I thought he kind of had it all in terms of like the job and the corner office. And he like,
I
cheats
haven't
on
watched
his wife.
Mad Men other than like one episode, but I feel like it's safe to say he's not the happiest.
I just think it'd be fun to see Marty go ham.
H-A-M-M.
Okay. Yeah, of course. The
hard
pun was
Mad
good,
Men.
Decent at least, but I think I'm going to have to do a hard pass on this.
Yeah, it's a pass for me also.
Yeah.
What about the fact that Marika has boarded up her apartment windows to hibernate?
obviously not true. You can see it. You can see her windows.
It's gossip. It doesn't have to be true. It just has to be fun.
How is that fun?
Yeah.
Like, what if of it? The what if of
what
it
is,
all?
What's that's so rude to me as a person.
And you think saying that there's trouble in paradise is fun gossip? In a loving relationship, trouble in paradise.
I don't know. When people break up, it's sort of interesting.
Gossip shouldn't be made up on the spot for a joke. It should be real, and that's what makes it fun. These aren't real,
yeah.
So they're not fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what about compression? It follows the familial drama of the Hurwitz family as siblings fight and scrape their way to become the heir to the patriarch's old bike shorts.
The worst part about this is that you fucking planned ahead and this is what came out of it. Like, it took work to do it like that. And it's still, it's like bad improv somehow.
Yeah. You've,
you're an enigma in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to start taking these pictures from the perspective of a Broadway producer, since that's what you want me to do. And I'm still going to say
producer
no.
Producer and star, yeah.
So I'm still going to say no. But I think you're getting closer in terms of what would work on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then this is T. Trouble in Paradise. With Angie and her husband.
No idea. I don't know what to do with that. Is she married?
I don't know.
So you don't even know these two people.
She has a partner. I don't know if
she,
they're married.
Right.
Yeah, you don't. So don't like make up rumors about shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Be shy and wrong
you should be
about it.
Be shy and
you
wrong.
Should be feeling like you've been reprimanded right now. We want you to stop doing this.
I've been desensitized. You're in a fucking half of this shit. I'm so ready for this. Sometimes I say good shit and I still get berated. So why should I even try?
Terrible mindset to have. Just move on.
Breaking Rad.
I had
Nick Rad makes meth.
I had a feeling this was going to be the next one.
That one's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd watch it for sure.
Yeah.
That was it. It's over.
That was it for HeadGum Drama. We have more.
It's crazy that the least developed idea, aka Nick or Breaking Rad, was the most well received. So Jeffrey should probably reconsider.
That one was just two words, and we loved it the most.
This sucks.
Yeah, it does.
You guys might like this one. It's a game.
We might like it.
Welcome to Fictionary.
What?
What did you say? The music was too loud.
Yeah, we couldn't hear.
Did you say Fictionary or Pictionary?
Yes!
Fictionary.
Thick!
Fictionary.
Right. Okay. Spell it out.
Okay.
It's like sick, but with an F.
Oh, okay. Fictionary. Which makes less sense.
This is a 19th century era Victorian parlor game.
I doubt it, but go. Go on, explain.
Fictionary. What they would do is they would gather in the parlor.
Okay.
Take a dictionary off the shelf, open it up, find an obscure word, say the word. All the party guests would then come up with their definition of this obscure word. What do they think it means? They've never heard it before. And then everybody goes around, shares their thing. It can be funny. It can be a serious guess. And then at the end, you say the real definition. Whoever was closest to it wins.
Okay.
You guys ready?
This is like a game I used to play called Boulder Dash, but it was like an actual game.
Yeah.
Built out rules.
Yeah.
Well, this is fiction.
And they had like real words and definitions.
Oh, that's
this one.
So
I just
fun.
Grab a What if I don't find a word that's hard to
define?
No, no,
no.
I don't know.
Know the real you guys. I have all of them. I have all of them.
Okay.
Pellicle. Okay.
What?
Pellicle!
Wow. Do not ever raise your voice at me again.
You don't know how terrifying that is, being next to him in the studio.
Because you know,
yeah, he
he's fucking
yelling
capable.
Directly at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can physically harm me so you. Close.
I've never done anything to hurt anyone physically. Ever.
Okay. Okay.
The fact that you have to say it is not a good sign, but...
Yeah. In terms of my personality.
Yeah.
Pellicle. Let's start with Marika. Is it Marika?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man.
I couldn't tell if you were Marissa Melnick.
How far are we into this episode and you thought she was Marissa this entire
30
time?
30 minutes. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Pellicle of or pertaining to a pelican.
Johnny?
Oh. I'm thinking it sounds like jellicle, like in cats. But I also don't know what jellicle means. So
it's a made up, thinking, it's a nonsense word.
Oh, okay. So it is a nonsense word. Peloton, I think it has something to do with, so pellicle has to do with something related to, flying.
Pele? Is that? Go on. Never mind.
Amir?
Pellicle is dry, coarse, almost like rough to the touch.
Amir was the closest. The definition is actually pretty fitting for Amir. Thin skin or film?
I was the closest.
You said coarse.
Of course.
Skin can be coarse.
Shouldn't all we like right, all submit it to you and then we guess which one is right? We're just sort of
that's
trying to.
That's really good. Why don't we do that?
Because
so
you didn't plan it.
Works.
Because all you right. didn't plan it.
Here we go. Manus. Manastipration.
Okay. So here's what we should do. Everyone should DM him in the Zoom. What
okay.
we want people to guess is the actual definition of what is it? Manus. Can you? Oh, there we go. Manastipration. So everyone sort of DM Jeff.
Direct, not to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. just directly to Jeff. And then Jeff will read all of them, including the real one, and we'll have to guess. It's kind of like that that game we played,
just
the
play.
Jackbox game.
Yeah.
Just play.
Okay. I sent over my direct message to Jeff.
Okay.
This sucks.
You thought of the game, man.
No,
and you
it's
said
just
that
the
this idea
changed.
Was. You said this idea
it's better,
we should
it
do it this
sucks.
Way.
I'm not talking about the game. I'm talking about the way this is going. The energy in the room.
Well, I don't know what you expect from us. You were making us do a lot of thinking and like creative work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also talk at the same time.
Yep.
Yeah, on the fly, everything.
You guys are professionals. We've been doing this for a year and a half. Should be able to do multitask. Can you chew and
does not
walk?
Make us professionals.
Can you listen to music and sleep?
No.
Really? All right. Your options are A, bloodletting or bile removal used specifically on smallpox in the 18th century. B, the act of tearing something off. C, masturbation. D, a fancy word for writing.
I'm going to go with C.
Masturbation?
That's correct. It is honestly whacking it.
You didn't want to wait for me and Johnny to guess? Or?
Yeah.
No, because you got it right.
Yeah, but like we could have also gotten it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, then why don't you host the show?
Actually, I was kind of into say D again.
D is a fancy word for writing.
Yeah, I'll go D.
It's masturbation.
That was, that was mine.
So now Marika gets double credit because I guessed hers. Yeah.
All right. Peduncle.
Pet uncle?
Pet uncle.
Pet uncle. I don't like the dead air that we have to allot for this segment.
Same.
I got a good one. I really think you guys will guess what mine is. Let's just put it that way. It's probably borderline what it actually... Yeah. Sometimes it's okay to just let silence be. Not necessarily on a podcast, of course. Yep.
This is great.
Okay. I sent over mine.
All right. Here we go. A relative of a different ethnic background, right?
Mm-hmm.
B. Sorry. What did you write? What did I write? B. Jesus. The stalk of a flower. C. Terrain that is walkable or navigable on foot. Or D. A person or animal that walks on the heels of their foot.
Oh. Two feet related ones.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't say nice. I think I'm going to go with D because ped means leg or foot. And that's the one that stood out to me.
All right.
I'm going to go with the flower one because I think you changed it to the correct answer once you made that error in speaking.
I was thinking that too. Yeah. Kind of predictable in a way.
Yeah, Jeff is looking extra concerned, so I'll guess what Marika said too, because he does seem
correct.
Yeah.
And
this sucks.
And D was mine, so again I get double points.
What the fuck?
That's true.
So unfair.
All right, Blattner phone.
Blattner phone.
Yes.
Can you spell that? You should spell it out loud.
All right. Blattner phone.
Blattner phone.
A Blattner phone. Or to Blattner phone.
Hmm. These are the things we have to consider.
Yeah.
Blattner phone. I hardly know her phone.
William so Blattner.
That's good.
That's really good.
They're both good.
Nah, the first one, like, honestly just rubbed me the wrong way. Like,
sorry, what's so funny?
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it
on
is.
On this show funny. Today?
Yep.
Nothing. This is also sort of the all-star lineup. And here, I'm all for a laugh.
What's the last movie everybody watched? I watched Big Hero 6 last night.
Oh, that's a good one.
It was fine.
Is the new Spider-Man supposed to be good?
Yeah, it's good.
You watched it?
Yeah. Day of release.
Trying to decide if I should go to a empty theater to watch it.
Yeah, I also want to do that again. My friends and I are like, when can we find an empty theater in the city?
Would you say it's worth it for the empty theater?
All right.
I mean, I think it's good. I think if you don't care, you could easily just wait few months until it's released.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All
right. Blattner phone.
Blattner phone. A. Instrument used to record sound on magnetic tape. B. The sound of chicken. C. A musical instrument in the horn family known for its three-part spiral body. Or D. A word that contains three successive hard consonants
which is not a definition.
I was really racking my brain over that one.
So really, there's three options.
And honestly, if you hadn't said that's not a definition, I would have chosen that.
Yeah, that one sounded
hilarious.
Best.
Yeah. Although, actually, no, I guess it is a definition, because it would be like, oh, that's a Blattner phone.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck. That was Johnny's. All right. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. We already said them.
Now,
what's the first instrument?
A, an instrument used to record sound on magnetic tape. B, the sound of chicken. Or C, a musical instrument in the horn family known for its three-part spiral body.
I'm going to go
magnetic
with
tape.
Yeah, magnetic tape as well. I've never heard of a Blattner phone instrument.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Correct. It is the instrument used to record sound on magnetic tape. Here we go.
And I get double points because I was like, people wanted to answer D.
Tempura. Yeah.
Okay.
You kind of
sabotaged. But not the one that you were familiar with. T-E-M-P-E-R-A.
Tempera.
Sure. Mm. Shrimp tempera. Laugh.
Why?
Stop.
This sucks.
Johnny, how many times have you seen West Side Story now?
I've seen it twice. I was about to see it a third time with my mom.
Don't talk to Johnny when he's writing his definition, because he's... Oh, there he is.
Yeah. Okay. Excuse you. Blattner phone... You can't fault me. Blattner phone was a very strange-sounding word.
Tempera. Tempura, whatever. A. It's a type of paint you fuck. And I don't know if that's comma you fuck or that you fuck. B, the timing and rhythm of an opera.
I'm rocking in my opera.
C, painting using whites of eggs instead of oil. Or D, the process of slowing down time.
It's C. I have the right answer. And you read it as a definition.
What do you mean you have the right answer and
it's
read it as
a type of paint? It's paint made out of egg.
And so shouldn't two of them be that then?
In theory,
sure. Come on, this sucks.
So I guess I'll say the shortest
one. She has been answering.
What's your answer, Marika?
I said C. Because my answer was A, obviously, because I knew what tempera is. So I
Johnny,
said it was a type of paint.
What's
all right.
Your guess?
This game is awful.
This game is drawful.
Part of me wants to answer C as well.
I'll go A.
Amir, come on.
A. Must be the Marika money.
Marika and Johnny are absolutely right. Hey. It is C. Painting using egg whites. Here we go. Oos.
What?
Oos.
Sorry.
O-O-S-E.
Oos. The oos is loose.
O-O-S-E. Hang on, Oosie. Oosie, hang on. O-O-S-E.
I'm going to need you to stop doing that so I can write the definition.
Yeah, it's too distracting. Because I also can't listen to music while I'm working.
Yeah.
In a podcast filled with lowlights, that I think was the worst thing I've ever heard. Hang on, Oosie. Oosie, hang on. O-O-S-E. Damn, that was terrible. That was so fucked up.
All I'm asking is for a little oos when you get home. Oos, baby. When you get home. O-O-S-N-E. Find out what it means to oos.
Oos.
Ah! This sucks!
you're coming up. We're playing your game. And the second we get into it, you hate it even more. This is probably the best part of the episode.
Yeah.
And you hate it.
All right. A for Ouse. O-O-S-E. Furry dust that gathers under beds. B, the bottom of a ship. C, cellular sludge or excrement. Or D, slang for liquor, as in, hey, baby, pour me some of that sweet, sweet ooze.
What was the third one?
That was
the
tough.
The third one was cellular sludge or excrement.
I guess
leaning towards that.
A.
A? Mm-hmm.
What was A?
A was furry dust that gathers under beds.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's excrement.
And I'll say the bottom of a boat.
Marika was right. It is furry dust that gathers
God
under
damn
beds.
It.
Wow.
Here we go.
Good job, everybody.
Yeah. Stoss.
Stoss. What's that?
S-T-O-S-S.
These all sounds like
as
snacks I eat in HeadGum videos.
Yeah, it really does.
Stoss. Right, so. You know, Stacy Moss.
Stassi's Moss has got it going. Oose.
Jesus.
You guys think it's hard to have a ton of fun?
On here? Yeah.
Wow.
I think it depends on what your definition of fun is.
Okay. All right, here we go. A, an impending storm. B, side of a hill facing upstream. B, the neck of champagne bottles primarily before the 1800s. Or D, medieval pillared walls.
Say the first thing.
The first one is an impending storm.
Second
like,
one?
There be a Stoss a brewing.
Second one?
The second one is going to be, what was B? Oh, the side of a hill facing upstream.
I'm going to go with that one, B.
I'll go with medieval pillared walls.
I'm going to go with A. The storm.
Marika was right. Also, Amir was as wrong as one could be because he guessed his own guess.
I sort of was trying to start a movement.
You were the last one, but you're guessing.
In a way.
Right. Jounce.
Let it all ounce.
These are the things I can do with ounce.
Nice.
Oh, I'm glad you wrote that because I did not hear what you said. You said chounce.
It's
like
just
C-H.
Jounce.
Jounce. Yeah, this does suck, Jeff.
If it sucks, it's because you suck.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A. Gene Ouse. The bottom denim of a boat.
Could be. Could
B,
be.
To bump or jolt. C. Bouncy jean / denim material. Or D, bouncing but in jeans.
So it's obviously not C or D.
It could be.
Or the first denim one bottom of a boat.
Interesting.
Denim bottom of a boat.
Jeans. And we established that Oos is not the bottom of a boat at all.
That's so true. That's true.
It might have been put there just to, you know, trip us up.
To start a movement, even. Okay, so I think we're all in agreement. We would all vote for B.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To bumper jolt. That's exactly right. Yeah, that's what John's
of course.
Okay. All right, here we go. This is the last one.
You don't have it ready?
Vare.
Here, Vare, and every Vare.
Yeah.
Vare. Vare. Okay.
Do you guys like this game?
No.
Yeah. But,
oh, all right.
Kind of like it could.
Honestly, no, Johnny, that's Vare.
Oh, God. There's this bit of dramatic irony going on because Jeff is seeing all the definitions we sent. Okay.
I think he's gonna crack. I don't think he's gonna get through them all.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it was really interesting how we all said jeans for the previous one.
All right, kind of shit
that makes us work well together.
Mm-hmm. A, the platform that emerges from a grandfather cluck when the chicken walks out and clucks. B, blue-gray squirrel fur. C, very fair. Or D, to start a movement.
I think it's the chicken one. That's such a crazy thing that I think it's gonna work.
Where do you?
I'm gonna say the chicken one too.
Interesting. I'm gonna go squirrel.
Marika got all of these correct. It is blue gray squirrel fair. To start a movement is so fucking funny.
Thank
that
you.
Means that Amir was trying to bear.
Yeah, I
know.
Do
you guys
know
that Rochambeau Vared?
Nice.
That was easy.
What a ride. It's hen.
It's what?
Vare.
This can't be the new word of 2020.
Yeah.
I wish it meant something different than squirrel fur. Plugs. First episode of the year in the bag.
Yeah. Very
Johnny,
Oos episode.
What's that?
It was a very Oos episode. You can follow me on Instagram at Johnny V, JohnnyVII, of course. And have a very day.
Marika?
You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd at Marika Elon.
Amir Blumenfeld?
I'm on Blattner phone. Okay, Bloomer on Tempera. Yeah. And I have a beta invite to Oos, which is a pretty interesting Web3 app. So hit me up on that as well.
That's funny.
That's what?
You should change Orion to Oos.
O-O-S-E.
Yeah, we met
you never want
Oos.
To start with two vowels.
How the hell
like
did you get
that.
On Oos?
Who do you know that works on Stoss?
I sold all my Stoss.
Good stas, everybody. Good stas.
Good stas.
Bear, bear.
Oh, that's fair. It was a good episode. It was, you know, but I'm going to go Manus to Prate.
I got a jounce. So
yeah, I got a jounce, y'all.
I got a, that's Gene and Bounce. We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. Check out the new Punch Up the Jam, and we'll see you guys again next week. Cheers, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.